Welcome to the Embodiment Conference. This is truly an epic event that is raising awareness and revealing just how much is happening in the world of embodiment. And this gives me hope about where we're heading as a people. I'm Amara Pagano. I'm the founder of Azul, a conscious movement path of personal transformation. I work with the body and the power of movement to awaken love and consciousness. Embodiment is a key to my work. And the journey of embodying the map of Azul is what facilitates the process of self-realization. I'm excited to sponsor the Dance and Creativity Channel to share my love of movement and to celebrate the power that it has to serve our collective evolution. If you are interested in awakening your deepest potential or curious about the spiritual and healing aspects of embodiment, I encourage you to check out Azul. Everyone is welcome. I work with people who love movement and people who have never moved. Follow the link and you'll find three gifts for you: a 50-minute Azul journey, a special discount on our online embodiment training, and a free month in our upcoming membership program. So come, check out the Path of Azul. I'll be presenting on the main stage here and in the Dance and Creativity Channel, and I hope to see you there. For now, enjoy the richness of the presentation you're about to see.
So a very warm welcome in this ninth day of the Embodiment Conference 2020. And a very warm welcome to Julius Mitchell, who is joining us from Sri Lanka, giving a session on vocal embodiment, the power of voice to affect the body. Julius is a performing artist, a pro beatboxer, a vocal coach, a singer, a pianist, a choral music director, composer, an endurance athlete as well. He performed in over 500 events in 9 countries around the world. He has been invited to teach and guest perform at concerts and festivals, both locally and overseas. He was also invited to judge beatbox competitions overseas. He is currently running an academy called Sound Ministry. We'll post the links for you to get in touch with his work. Enjoy the session. Take it away, Julius.
Everybody, how's it going? So basically, my session is called Vocal Embodiment. So I'll just give a little background about myself. Come from a country, Sri Lanka, very conservative, yet, free country. So my background was mostly as a good Catholic background, coming from that religion. And I stepped into singing when I was like 9 years old. So the things that you see right now, the beatboxing, the singing, all of this stuff came from choral music. So I'm just going to touch on a few things about the voice, like how to enrich your body, how to make your body strong by releasing certain sounds, tones, frequencies that will be effective in a good way for your body. Yeah. Just want to see if I can just see only myself right now, and I would love to see if any of you want to come on screen. I'd love to see you guys and talk, because my session is a little bit interactive, so please feel free to join in. I would it will make it much more easier for me, actually, as opposed to just me talking on the screen, right? So please feel free to join in. Okay. So I'm just going to get to it. I'm just seeing a few chats online. Okay, cool. So I'll just start off with the practical session. Basically, starting off with breathing. So breathing is considered as singing. I mean, singing world, singing industry, singing is breathing. Breathing is singing, right? So my background, I have a very sporty background. My my dad is a weightlifter, powerlifter, has 7 national records in the country, in 4 national records in weightlifting and 3 powerlifting records. And my mom is, you know, into yoga and a typical type of housewife, right? So that mix I have integrated into my, you know, music. So I love to, like, you know, do workouts and running and stuff like that. So I've infused a little bit of that into singing. Yeah. So I just want to start off with a breathing session. It's a deep breathing session focusing on getting the breath into different parts of your body, which usually breath isn't stored, right? So it'll be pretty interesting. Hope you guys will join. So 20 deep breaths. This is how basically I start my lessons on my vocal coaching sessions. I start off with a deep breathing session and then go on to this thing called note holds, where I just saw someone say it, I cannot sing, but that's completely fine. We're not focusing on like singing as such. We're trying to just bring the voice in its raw form in the best way possible, right? So one of my, in my coaching sessions, I have clients who are lawyers, who are models, who are little 7-year-old kids who run around, and mothers and, you know, clients who are parents and who don't have anything to do with singing, right? Yeah, their background is different. But what I mainly focus on is strengthening your muscles, expanding the range of your voice, right? For that, we need breath to support your muscles very well, right? So let's just do this session. I hope you guys are ready. If you guys are ready, just give me a thumbs up or something like that. All right, so we're just gonna breathe through the nose and out through the mouth, a deep breath. So basically, right? So as you took in the breath, I'm sure you would have felt it mostly in your chest. So we're just gonna take 7 breaths here, yeah? If you're not used to deep breathing sessions, must be used to like chest breathing, that's completely normal. So we'll start from where usually this, start from where the breath naturally goes into, yeah? And then I'm just gonna focus on this area, your sternum stomach area, your upper back area, and your lower back area, yeah? 4 places. And then the last session, we are gonna take breath into our head and then full body. Yeah, so 7 breaths to the chest. All right, you guys ready? Here we go. So, in through the nose. Out slowly. Expand your chest. This. And as you're breathing, I want you to make that sound of a sea beach, you know, like the waves are going forward and back. All right, now I just do 5 each. Let's not take too long on this. So 5 breaths to your stomach, yeah? So expand. That's the lower part of your lungs. This area, focus all your attention there. Your deep exhalation. Taking it all in and letting it all out fearlessly, just letting it all out. And then breath again. Last one. All right. Now, I want, if you're seated, just, you know, keep your feet nicely placed on the floor, grounded, and lean slightly forward. Put your hands a little forward this way. And I want you to focus on, you know, when you do like a long run or something, you get really tired and naturally the body is like on this stance, right? Like that. So it either goes to your top or bottom, right? So the reason why we are leaning forward is because we want to focus the attention on your upper back while breathing in, yeah? So breathe in, focus all your attention there. You'll be amazed at how much tension is held here, right? So we want just want to free that up so that we get all of those muscles activated to complement the following exercises that we're going to do with the voice, yeah? So 5 breaths there. Here we go. Deep in and out. Last one. All right. So I'm just going to stand for the next one. If you guys are able to stand, please feel free to. And this one is just going to be on your lower back. When you're standing, your lower back is a little bit more free, but still you can be have your lower back free while sitting down. That's not a problem. So stand upright position. Have this nicely activated. Focus on filling up here. So as you know, the lungs are like two balloons like this, right? It's your heart is centered here. Lungs are like complementary inner organs that are, you know, complementing the movement of your heart, right? So one thing in singing, mainly, especially when you're going on stage and you're singing, is nervousness. So a great way to keep that in order is getting your breath in order, right? So getting your breath nicely controlled and, you know, stable. So we're just going to focus on the back part of your lungs filling up, yeah? So this area, here we go. You feel like the back of your ribs like stretching. It's an uncomfortable feeling. But what we're doing is expanding from inside out, yeah? So if it helps you, just place your hands here like this. And just feel that area expand. It's like you're hugging your body, the bottom, and you're feeling that expansion and release. All right. Now I just want you to focus on the bottom of your stomach to expand. Yeah. I hope you guys are good and you guys are with me. Yeah. So the bottom of your stomach, just keep your hands here. And feel like when you're breathing in, your bladder is expanding. Yeah? Expanding all of these areas. Okay, so, you know, when you're going to the bathroom, releasing what you need to release, it's you're expanding this area, right? So, right? So, focus the attention on the bottom. Here we go, 5 breaths. Three, 4, 5. All right. Good job. So this one, next 3 breaths, we're going to do total body, right? This one, you want to just expand your hands like this. Take it from the bottom, focusing on all compartments that we took the breath in, right? So this area, that area, this area, all filling up all the way to the top. 5 breaths. Here we go. deep all the way to your top. You feel the breath going to your head. Relax. Four. Approaching the end. Two more. Now the last breath, I want you to breathe in, exhale, and hold your breath for 30 seconds. Yeah? There you go. Okay? Exhale. And hold your breath. Hold. Relax. Whilst holding your breath, I want you to relax. Stay in that silence of your body filled with all of this oxygen. 10, 20 more. I'm holding my breath, by the way, while talking, so stay with me. Ten more. Okay, breathe in and hold your breath. 10 seconds. Might feel a little lightheaded, don't worry about that. Just relax. 3, 2, 1, and relax. Right? So, that's why I'm feeling a little lightheaded right now. That's completely normal. We are just focusing on breath going into different parts of your body, right? So the next one, we're just going to focus on the registers of your voice, right? So so do me a favor and just like say hi. Say hi, I'm having a good morning.
Hi, I'm having a good morning.
Great. So one thing you must have realized is your voice is kind of relaxed now. Yeah. So the reason being, now you have nourished your body with so much of breath in, different parts of your muscles are filled up with breath, and it's complementing your voice to be relaxed. We haven't even trained our voice, done any voice training right now. So it's still yet under such good control. So that's an interesting point to realize, yeah? So now we're just gonna touch on the registers. So three main registers in the voice is chest voice, mixed voice, and head voice, right? So my talking voice right now is my chest voice. My voice is resonating in my chest, right? So let me just give a breakdown on this. I'm just going through the motions of what in my class, what I do. I'll just give a background on this because maybe this will be a little new for some of you. So so your voice has three main registers where it resonates, right? So what we're working on is vibration and resonance. So when you're talking and saying hi, you feel it in your chest. You may have noticed that, right? But if you say whoo like that, you feel it in your head, you know? Just do that with me, like whoo, like this. Whoo, you feel it here and your nose and mouth and that area, right? But if you say like, hey, my name is Julius, you know, if you say it like that, you're going to feel it like in somewhere in the middle, right? So, woo is where your voice resonates in your head. Hey, mixed voice. Hey. It's where your voice is resonating with a mix of your head and chest, right? And then when you talk like this, it's on the chest. And then there's another register called the subsonic range, which is reaching low notes. I have a keyboard here, by the way. So reaching these notes, right? So. So, yeah, please feel free to join in with what I'm doing here. Nice. Good, nice voice, Frank. That was cool. So that particular tone is called the vocal fry. That's a muscle that is not your voice. It's called the false folds. Muscle. So the vocal folds, there are three main muscles that are surrounding your voice. Vocal folds, false folds, and vestibular folds, right? So what we are activating in this is bringing all of these elements in so that you are, you know, getting a full experience. It's not just a voice. So are you guys with me? Is everything good so far? Yeah, is everything making sense? Yeah, I'm just touching on the different muscles because you want to touch on the full spectrum rather than just the voice alone, yeah? So, yeah, false. So, doing exercises like... like this. It's a scoop. Like that. It touches all of the registers. Like from your false force, vocal force to head voice. Do that with me. Now I want you to start from the vocal fry. Yeah? And go upwards, scoop it up. Go down there and you feel this, like your voice is fully connected and you feel the resonance from bottom to top. Yeah, did you guys feel that? Yeah, somewhat. Yeah, so that in itself shows that the voice, it's not, I mean, in typical singing, what we think is, okay, singing is about having the most beautiful voice and having, like, you know, this typical nice voice thing that we have in our minds, like, so that's just my way of showing it, right? Bringing my voice out. But someone else's way may be like, when your legs don't work like they used to. Yeah, and I constantly off of my feet. Very raw, very conversational type of, you know, almost not very singy songy, but it still speaks to people, right? So by doing these, unlocking these registers, what we're trying to break out is your voice being able to relate. Yeah, so if the people can relate to you, then the connection is made. So in my coaching sessions, what I'm basically doing, and in this vocal embodiment topic, what I'm trying to address is, if we can strengthen our muscles, these subtle muscles, like going to the gym and working out, you know, be focused on each component, like your glutes, your calves, your hamstrings, your arms, giving them personal attention so that they will complement the bigger full picture. Yeah. So, yeah. So hope that is making sense. I just wanted to lay that as a foundation there. So you were touching on the false folds. Right? So that's your vocal fry. And you can even talk using your false folds. Hello, hi, my name is Julius, right? And I am mostly using my false folds muscle. I hope that I can show you a layout. Let me just see if I can share my screen here and show you a layout of the vocal tract. Yeah. So give me a second. All right. So I'm just going through. You guys can see the screen, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm just gonna go second. You should just go on Google like this. Vocal, I've already typed it here. False folds. I'll just show you what exact muscle that we are trying to activate. So you see this picture here. So you see this one, this white color thing, that's your vocal folds. That's literally what your voice looks like, right? It's a small muscle, but it releases so much of power and you know, different tones. And this around here, the that's these two folds. Yeah. And then when you do that tone. Yeah, that is your vestibular fold that is around, yeah, and that's a quite sensitive muscle that is used when you are like clearing your throat or something like that, yeah. So that's kind of what I do touch on with my voice. Like if I don't know if you've seen my videos, I do beatboxing. It's incorporating different tones and sounds, like you know, music is not just about singing, right? So it's, you can do like, so making sounds with all of these components, you know. If you guys wanna, please do check out my my beatboxing masterclass.
Are you on YouTube?
Yes, I'm on YouTube.
Okay.
And I just linked in my product called Beatboxing Masterclasses. I give a detailed description on how to produce sounds, like what I'm talking about here. Yeah, and also further sounds like how to do lip oscillation, how to sing inwards and outwards, how to vibrate your voice inwards, like in beatboxing, there is like, so it's like incorporating outwards and inwards.
Do you cover overtone chanting?
Yes, yes. That as well, yeah. So I want to just go back to the false folds thing and continue that exercise, and then I'll get to the explanation, yeah? Because I see that some of these things can get a little confusing, so I'm like explaining a few of these while doing the exercise, yeah? So, okay. So we just take this note. Yeah. And now I want you to infuse that throat sound. That scratchy type of. Yeah. So you guys notice this might have sounded like or different sounds may have come. So in my training sessions, what I enable is to get these muscles to resonate like in a harmonious way, yeah, as opposed to just making a sound. So you can make like harmony with this, like just like you're vibrating your vestibular folds, you can vibrate just your lips and create a bass sound as well, like. Just like the same note. With the voice becomes. Yeah. So try that with me. Lips and voice. And same principle now with the vestibular folds and voice. So, yeah, go for it. Yeah. And now the same thing with your lips. Yeah, oscillate your lips, yeah. So. It's like a car, you know? Yeah. So even in that, you can bring out different tones, like two notes at the same time. Right? Once you gain control over one muscle, you can allow that muscle to do one note and the voice to do another note and create harmonics. Right? How will that be useful? Producing a cappella music. Yeah? Dance music. Yeah? And another interesting point is what you did right now outwards can be done inwards. Watch. Same note, breathing in. Out. Same with the voice. Yeah. So let's try voice first and then lips. Yeah. So. And then inwards. And now lips. And inwards. Well, the inward one can be a little tricky. You guys might, you just have to keep your lips very relaxed. You might get like a, like that even. That's completely fine. Yeah, it's like tightening your lips together and pulling in. okay, what's the point of doing this? I'll just show you how you can incorporate this in music, right? So in beatboxing, it's a beatbox sound, like it's called inward lip roll. So you can do like, basically sound is an outward K sound, you know, syllables like letters K, P, T, all these letters are percussive sounds that you can make, yeah, and just isolate that and do it inwards or outwards. In this case, I'm just doing it outwards. Yeah, so. High pitch, low pitch. Yeah, you can do it with the boys as well. Wow, 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 wow. I'm using different elements like vestibular folds, vocal folds doing wow, lips doing. Tongue doing, right? So, putting all together, and making sure in the musicality as well. Yeah, it's quite a lot there. Putting it all together. It's really difficult to explain all of this in like an hour session.
Oh yeah, I can see that. I do humming with my flute playing. I play a flute and then I hum and do breath techniques with the flute.
Right. So it's
this
like,
will be good for this. I'm gonna get really good at this. I'm gonna get into this. Yeah, this is good.
Yeah, it really helps with your breathing a lot. Like for me, just by beatboxing, I can hold my breath for 3.5 minutes. Just by beatboxing, the breathing and the beatboxing, especially when you're doing club sets. I do half an hour of beatboxing sets, just making, you know, people dance, and you need to have a lot of for that, right? Continuously beatboxing, and the secret is mastering that outward and inward breath flow. So when I'm running out of air. Say, for example, I'm doing it's all outward. It's all outward, so I can run out of air. So that's when I incorporate inward breath, like or doing a sound like that, using my tongue. In this case, I'm placing that my tongue on the roof of my mouth, adding pressure and pulling in, it creates sound, right? So yeah. I incorporate that for to take an inward breath. So when I'm doing beats like, I do, so it's nicely balanced. I can keep going like that for 10 minutes, right? So that's the benefit of using that inward breath and making sounds, right? So in my coaching sessions, I focus on getting the vocals to do both ways, inwards and outwards, whether it's low sounds, it can be done outward. Same with high.
Oh,
because you are working that muscle out, right? And if you think about it, we are mostly using our voice outwards. When is the last time you heard anyone like talking inwards, right? Hello, hi. No one talks like that. Right? We might do that when we're surprised or something like, what are you talking about? You take a gasp of it, breath in. Other than that, our voice is used to doing things, you know. So especially if you're a person who is, you know, running a company or doing certain things, your voice can be a very forward forward type of you know, resonating forward all the time, because it's all about getting things done, doing things. So it's forward. That's why you may have noticed in the meeting, after talking a lot in the meeting, you might get tired and you might not even understand why you're tired, because you were just sitting in one place and talking. And it's like, after a little while, you're tired. That's one of the reasons, is because the total resonance of our voice and body is not used. So I call my body as rooms, like compartments, you know, and in my sessions, I unlock the different rooms and places in your body so that it's feeling free. One way to do that is through breath. So that's what you guys experience when you're breathing in. You're allowing all of these areas to open up, right? Your main stress points for me, I'm sure you guys also experience this, is like here, these areas, right? So you want to infuse breath to all of these areas. And when you're singing songs, like especially sing big songs. For example, I'll take a very common song called Stand By Me. It's,
when the night has come, now the land is dark, and the moon is the only light we'll see.
When I'm singing this, I'm singing with my entire body, right? So I'm focusing on the voice to flow from my entire.
No, I won't, and darling, don't stay.
So you see big singers like Whitney Houston, you know, Andrea Bocelli, they are grand in their ways. They have these big hand motions and stuff. It's literally that your hands and all are releasing these frequencies, right? Releasing the resonance that is carried through the body.
Have you heard Dimash before?
Dimash, you mean?
Dimash, yeah.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, he's 7-8 octaves.
Yeah, yeah. I was actually going to recommend you guys at the end of the session to check this guy.
Oh, I love him. Yeah, I listen to a lot of his stuff. He's wonderful.
Yeah, he's pretty crazy. So one of the things that you may have noticed in him also, like his talking voice is quite high, but he can hit a massive range, right?
Oh, he can go really low too. Yeah.
Yeah. He can go, yeah, exactly. He can go really low because he has tapped into the different kind of, you know, frequencies of his voice. That you may have seen him, like he does kind of this.
Like, really up there, like way up there.
Yeah.
Eighth octave. He goes eighth octave. Yeah, he can go to eighth octave.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's another thing. Like what Dimash does, he has unlocked his whistle voice. So
exactly, whistle tones, yeah.
That one. Yeah, now breathing it inwards. You can do it outwards as well. So I use that, especially when I'm doing like an electric guitar tone. It's a very sharp, high-pitched tone. So
You could teach me how to do whistle tone?
Yeah, sure.
Not right now, but sometime on the internet. Is that what you do, internet?
Yeah,
coaching on the internet.
Yeah, join my in group sessions or one-on-one sessions.
Is it on your website or is it on?
It's on my site. I just linked my Instagram. You just get in touch with me on Instagram. You can get in touch on the sessions.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, have you ever heard of Jill Purse?
Jill Purse.
She does overtone chanting. She's in London.
Right.
She does a lot of mantra, like mantra sounds, you know, like mantras from yoga mantras.
Wow. Yeah.
With overtone chanting over it. Yeah.
Wow. It's cool. Send it to me. I'd love to check it out.
Okay. I'll let you know. Cause I'm going to do a workshop in a couple of weeks with her. She's doing it online.
Oh, okay.
Overtone chanting. Yeah.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. Do send it to me. I'd love to check out. So guys, I touched on quite a lot here.
Really?
So I hope it's been beneficial.
Yes, Julius, would you like, it's a good time, I think, to answer some questions that are happening. So I see one on the chat. We have two questions specifically. Can you please give some tips and tricks for facilitators like she is? Well, facilitators working with teachers trying to find their voice, some playful to boost their energy and confidence. Okay, so I think, Noala, you mean to have tricks for helping people to boost their energy and confidence, right?
Yeah.
For facilitators.
Yeah, so like some fun exercises that I can use with teachers, because sometimes they feel a bit disconnected from their bodies and they use their voice just to propagate sound and give information, but not in a playful, like using tones. And I'm sure, Juliet, you understand what I mean. So like they come together with their body and start using their voice to persuade, to you know, this is what I like about big bossing, is like you are sucking us in your world. So this is what I mean, like using your voice to not to convince anybody of your skill, but to invite them into your world. And this is what I think teachers lack in interacting with their students sometimes. Thank you so much.
Yeah, that's a good point, Noella.
Yeah,
that's a great point. I think in our sessions we can get sometimes very functional, especially if you're, you know, a trained musician. We can just follow the functionalities of it, and that cannot relate to a person. Like I have like a 7-year-old client of mine who's extremely enthusiastic with beatboxing, and one thing I try to do is I try to see how he approaches his sounds, how he approaches his singing. It's like, for him, it's like his own world, playground of exploring sounds and doing all of this stuff. So it's pretty interesting as a teacher to, you know, observe that, because you're like learning about your student. And I try my best to learn how my, you know, clients are learning, and you know, teach from that standpoint, as opposed to like having something set and like, you know, teaching that can be quite you know, difficult on the client. So yeah, it's all about relating.
We have two more questions and we'll have to go through, like, we have like maybe four. Yeah, we have five good more minutes. It's okay. From Leah, what exercises would you suggest to practice diaphragmatic breathing? Well, I think we did some, but would you have specific on diaphragmatic breathing?
There's one exercise that I do that I couldn't do here. I try to pack it all up at once. Is breathing in for 8 counts, holding for 8 counts, and letting go for 8 counts. That's a challenging one, because you breathe through the nose hold and out through the mouth. So breathing for 8 counts is like, hold for 8 counts. And then release. And again, hold. So I do this kind of progression. What you realize is how entitled we are with our breathing. You know, we can just like do that fast breathing, and we can't breathe slow because our lungs are used to like grabbing it as opposed to slowly taking it. So that's some exercise that I incorporate in my sessions. And if you guys want to like join my sessions, you know, just get in touch with me on Instagram, and I will set up sessions and
do it. Yes, I think it's an amazing opening, and for exploring the voice. I mean, I could do a few sounds. I could do like discover through your guidance, and really like, oh wow. And I did as well some other actors training where we work with the voice, but this time was so focused on it with so many good techniques. So yes, it's really opening up our own resonators. Yeah, and that was brilliant. And I think everyone enjoyed so much, like I could see on the chat. So it opens the possibility to continue and work as today's world allow us online. So you can connect with Julius here. We have sent in his Instagram and Facebook links. We had a question on overtone singer. What is an overtone? Someone singing above the usual natural voice, no?
Overtone singing. Overtone singing is creating harmonics with your voice apart from your voice. I can do a little bit of it, like. So you hear this kind of frequency going up. And you can do that even with lip bass, like I was showing before. So,
right.
Pretty interesting topic to touch on, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, if you want as well, everyone, we'll come to the end of the session. If you would like to, connect, you have the links with Julius Mitchell, as well as on the conference links, we have some coffee breaks, and that is to be found on the portal. You click on the right top of the portal, like you find coffee breaks in more, and then it eventually finds a room free. So it's random. You meet with people who are here at that time. It's fun, and we can share. If you want more specific, you can go for now on the Dance and Creativity Channel Facebook group. Then you have all the sessions who are coming in live as well, which is really nice. And you can as well connect more with the presenters, as we have really amazing presenters on that conference, and we take as well an offer to upgrade your status on the portal, that if you would like to revisit the session of today, if you would like to revisit any sessions, we have about 1,000 sessions, and you can you know, we can offer the whole library of the sessions that for you to access. And there is be an option, it will be sent with an audio option. So you can, I mean, I love to listen while I drive. You know, I did with Alanis Morissette the day before. It was really fun to drive with the session in the ears. So it will be really appreciated. And as the endeavor of the conference is also to reach and bring embodiment to a large number of people. So it would be a great thing to participate and to thank everyone's efforts. I would like to suggest as well to Julius to ask what will be your top or your first, your tip, your embodiment tip. What will be your tip-top embodiment to stay embodied and to be there? What it be for you?
I think these are just techniques and tips that I was showing, but all of it is like rooted. It's important to stay rooted, well rooted to your heart. And if you are not rooted to your heart, I mean, none of this won't really, you know, matter. Like I come from my Catholic Christian background, and in that it says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he, right? So I think, you know, being grounded where you are, staying committed to your family, your surrounding, you know, the solution is from within you. So that's what I try to unlock even through my sessions, through breathing, unlocking your fullest potential, right? So that's ultimately what I try to bring and give to you guys. And I just wanted to thank Roisin for putting me in touch with Antonia, who got me to be a part of this event. Yeah, so thanks a lot, guys. Get in touch with me on Instagram. Would love to see you guys, see your responses. Would love to see your feedback. And also, yeah. And I've just in linked in my stuff on the chat. Yes. So
my links. Thank you so much, Julius Mitchell. Thank you. Stay rooted in your heart. Know who you are, and then everything is possible. That's a beautiful embodiment tip. And I think when I'll be too much stuck in my mind, I'll just do a bit of beatbox. Really. Like, I loved it. It's like taking all the breath out, and it's, yes, enjoyable. So I think let's go on practicing. In 1 hour, we have a session of physical theater in our personal lives, authenticity versus originality of body movement by Egor Utkin on Dance and Creativity Channel. Enjoy your day. Enjoy the conference. Enjoy yourself.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Frank, for the great participation. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Take care. I'll be calling you.
Yes. Yes, see you, Beatrice.
Julius, take care.
Bye, take care.